Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Speaker 1.
I didn't know what to give my best friend for her wedding, but she said that one of my fantastic cakes would be perfect. I put a lot of effort into it, and I was pleased with how good it looked, even after a 6-hour journey to the wedding venue. After all, it was a very hot June day. I dropped the cake off at the venue and put it in the fridge, but someone took it out when they were setting up the catering. By the time the ceremony ended, the frosting had totally melted and the decoration on the top had collapsed. I was far from amused. I wanted to crawl under a table and disappear. It was supposed to be such a lovely present. Luckily, it tasted delicious.
Speaker 2. We'd almost finished setting up the room for our wedding reception, and the last flower arrangements were being placed on the tables, when all of a sudden steaming water started to flow down the walls. It flooded the room and left dirty marks on the paintwork. It turned out that someone above us had forgotten to turn the hot water tap off. While we were trying to dry the flooded floor, the groom was frantically moving the gifts out of the room. Fortunately, the wedding planner managed to arrange the reception in another room. But what if that hadn't been possible? Speaker 3.
One couple on a $500,000 budget hired me to make the arrangements for their wedding. They could have held it anywhere, but they insisted on having it in a huge underground basement. There was only one exit and 100 guests. I strongly recommended a huge wedding tent in the back garden instead, because I suspected the air conditioning might be inefficient, but they wouldn't listen. What happened? It turned out to be an extremely hot, rainy night. It got increasingly humid inside the basement, and eventually the air conditioning stopped working. It was a disaster.
Speaker 4. Two of my good friends arranged their wedding in a national park. It was a weekend event at a place where everyone was staying in on-site cabins. We spent the morning of the wedding hiking and returned in the afternoon to get ready for the ceremony, only to find that the park service had shut off the water. The bridal party had already showered that morning and headed into the nearest town for their hair appointments, but the rest of us desperately needed a shower. Somebody suggested driving to a nearby swimming pool, but we were not too keen on that idea, so we all jumped into the lake instead. It was hilarious, and it's one of my favourite memories. What had looked like a potential disaster turned out to be a great adventure.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Speaker 1.
I didn't know what to give my best friend for her wedding, but she said that one of my fantastic cakes would be perfect. I put a lot of effort into it, and I was pleased with how good it looked, even after a 6-hour journey to the wedding venue. After all, it was a very hot June day. I dropped the cake off at the venue and put it in the fridge, but someone took it out when they were setting up the catering. By the time the ceremony ended, the frosting had totally melted and the decoration on the top had collapsed. I was far from amused. I wanted to crawl under a table and disappear. It was supposed to be such a lovely present. Luckily, it tasted delicious.
Speaker 2. We'd almost finished setting up the room for our wedding reception, and the last flower arrangements were being placed on the tables, when all of a sudden, steaming water started to flow down the walls. It flooded the room and left dirty marks on the paintwork. It turned out that someone above us had forgotten to turn the hot water tap off. While we were trying to dry the flooded floor, the groom was frantically moving the gifts out of the room. Fortunately, the wedding planner managed to arrange the reception in another room. But what if that hadn't been possible? Speaker 3.
One couple on a $500,000 budget hired me to make the arrangements for their wedding. They could have held it anywhere, but they insisted on having it in a huge underground basement. There was only one exit and 100 guests. I strongly recommended a huge wedding tent in the back garden instead, because I suspected the air conditioning might be inefficient, but they wouldn't listen. What happened? It turned out to be an extremely hot, rainy night. It got increasingly humid inside the basement, and eventually the air conditioning stopped working. It was a disaster.
Speaker 4. Two of my good friends arranged their wedding in a national park. It was a weekend event at a place where everyone was staying in on-site cabins. We spent the morning of the wedding hiking and returned in the afternoon to get ready for the ceremony, only to find that the park service had shut off the water. The bridal party had already showered that morning and headed into the nearest town for their hair appointments, but the rest of us desperately needed a shower. Somebody suggested driving to a nearby swimming pool, but we were not too keen on that idea, so we all jumped into the lake instead. It was hilarious, and it's one of my favourite memories. What had looked like a potential disaster turned out to be a great adventure.